This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush says he won't set up an emergency mediation board to help settle the troublesome Eastern Airlines dispute. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, it is darn sure not appropriate for Congress to meddle in this private business negotiation. Eastern Chairman Frank Lorenzo and the union have been negotiating a new contract for over 17 months now with the help of a mediation board. The president can't pull any rabbits from his hat with some new mediator. The strike has forced Eastern into bankruptcy. Smart cookies, those union guys of yours. It is an ugly and difficult situation, Ted, for the workers, the management, and the airline industry. All of us want to see the dispute resolved as swiftly as possible, but Congress would be way out of its element at this time telling the president how to handle this baby.
Al, you missed the point, and the president missed an opportunity. The airline's likely to be sold, so we can't unscramble the eggs now. But they should never have been scrambled this way in the first place. President Bush should have done exactly what presidents of both political parties have done in 34 airline disputes going back to the 1940s. He should have used the available statutory procedure to appoint a presidential emergency board before the strike began. That way, he could have kept the airline flying and the workers on the job while the board made proposals for a settlement or sale. President Reagan used that procedure 10 times, Al. Why not President Bush? Even though the earlier mediation failed, the presidential board might easily have succeeded. Under the spotlight of public opinion and presidential involvement, the parties would have been under real pressure to compromise. A reasonable federal law was there to be used, Al, but President Bush used the law of the jungle instead. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a pay raise for federal judges. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.